Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. To hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com.
Edmund Moy knows about money. He was the director of the U.S. Mint until 2011 and joined guest host Bill Arnold to talk about faith, money, gold, national debt, government policy, and what it means that our money is stamped with "In God We Trust." Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. I'm Ryan Thomas. Ed calls his time at the White House under President George W. Bush one of the greatest honors of his life, and he detailed his journey to faith and shared how it's shaped his professional calling as well.
And by the end of my senior year, I was sitting down with one of my spiritual mentors, and I basically said, "The more I study about Christ, the more questions I have." And he looked at me and he said, "You know, Ed, you're a finite being trying to understand an infinite being. There's, of course, going to be some questions. But what you need to do is take a leap of faith." And that night, I prayed the sinner's prayer. And interestingly enough, the next day, when I was reading Scripture was not, which it had up until that point, been an interesting book that had, you know, black and white words on a page. And the next day, after I prayed that prayer, Scripture seemed alive to me. And that's when I knew that Jesus was who he said he was, and he was living in my heart.
Ed, how do you stay sharp out in a secular world? A business guy, you've got a lot of things going on all the time that can take all of your attention. How do you stay focused on Jesus?
Several things. One is, of course, the personal disciplines, but practically speaking, I need a group of guys around me who know me, who can hold me accountable, who can challenge me and ask me the tough questions. And that has been critical in my walk with Christ. And one of the difficult things for me is it became very clear to me after I became a believer that my friends came up to me and said, "Okay, what are you going to do for full-time ministry? You know, are you going to go into full-time ministry?" I said, "Well, what does that mean?" And he said, "I want you to consider being a pastor or a missionary or a parachurch worker." And I felt that God had wired me for business and for politics and for changing culture. And they looked at me and they said, "Ed, you know, that's not full-time ministry. And further, it's really tough to be a Christian in those three areas." Well, I agree with the last part. It's really tough to be a Christian in those three areas, but full-time ministry is whatever God calls you to, and you do it to his glory. And I've chosen those last three areas to focus my life on.